As we near the anniversary of pandemic lockdowns, we've been following how people around the world have tried to stave off the isolation that comes with being stuck at home. Well, in lieu of travel, some have been tuning in to Tree.fm, a website that serves up recordings of forests around the world, like this one from Denali National Park in Alaska. Tree.fm is the work of Kai Nikolaitis, a web developer based in Berlin. The recordings come from the crowdsourced Sounds of the Forest project in the UK. Nikolaitis says they've had millions of visitors since launching last year.
It's like virtual travel or some home office escape tool or digital Shinrin Yoku. It's a Japanese term for, you know, forest bathing.
They partnered with the website Ecosia to get visitors to fund reforestation efforts around the world. But users just seeking an escape can click a button that says, listen to a random forest, and find themselves bird watching in Fukushima, Japan, or imagining themselves in Germany's Black Forest. Nikolaitis' personal favorite is from a national park in Malaysia that he visited before the pandemic. Germany plans to ease some of its pandemic restrictions next week, but at least until then, Nikolaitis says he'll keep digital forest bathing while sipping his morning coffee.
Yeah, the only sounds I'm hearing is, you know, like maybe some podcast from A to B or traffic or, you know, like my baby's crying, you know, like this is the sound that I'm hearing day in, day out. And so this is just refreshing.
And he's not the only one in his household who enjoys it. His baby, Ani, does too.
Also with my tiny daughter, she really reacts to rain. If you play rain to her, she just easily falls asleep. So I think there's something in our brains hardwired that just relaxes us when we listen to just those natural sounds, you know, like the things that we came from, basically, you know, and not artificial things that we surround ourselves with now.